With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is refusing to criticize Russia for launching a deadly Palm Sunday attack in Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On Sunday night, the president called the military strike a mistake. And on Monday, he said the mistake was allowing the war to start in the first place. And he said there was plenty of blame to go around.
Biden could have stopped it, and Zelensky could have stopped it, and Putin should have never started it. Everybody's to blame.
Other world leaders condemned the Russian attack, calling it a war crime and pushing for more sanctions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There was an attempted attack on Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania over the weekend, correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Pennsylvania State Police say Cody Ballmer turned himself in after a fire was set at the governor's mansion early Sunday as Governor Shapiro and his family slept following an event celebrating the first night of Passover.
This type of violence is not okay. This kind of violence is becoming far too common in our society.
Ballmer told police that he planned to beat the Democrat with a sledgehammer. No one was injured in the fire. I'm Julie Walker.
Ballmer was denied bail earlier today. President Trump says he might temporarily exempt the auto industry from tariffs he previously imposed on the sector to give carmakers time to adjust their supply chains. Trump told reporters gathered in the Oval Office on Monday automakers need a little bit of time to relocate production to the U.S. The Republican president's statement hints at yet another round of reversals on tariffs. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 312 points, the Nasdaq rose 107, the S&P 500 advanced by 42 points. This is SRN News. A lot of people are killing themselves in the Netherlands.
Nearly 10,000 Dutch people availed themselves of physician-assisted suicide last year, up 10% from the year before. Hundreds of them were not physically ill, but took their own lives because of some sort of mental issue. Since the Netherlands legalized assisted suicide, its popularity has grown, with pro-life advocates warning that this poses a real danger to disabled people and the elderly, for whom a right to die can easily become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The California Department of Education ruled that teachers in Branham High School in San Jose discriminated against Jewish students enrolled in the Ethnic Studies program. An investigation revealed that teachers were presenting high schoolers with only the Palestinian perspective in discussions of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Bay Area Jewish Coalition filed a complaint about the lessons, which sparked the state investigation. This is SRN News. Chicago teachers have a new contract.
For the first time in over a decade, Chicago's public school teachers have a new contract without a strike or threat of a walkout. The four-year agreement includes pay hikes, hiring more teachers, and class size limits. While negotiations between the Chicago Teachers Union and the district didn't escalate this time, there was unprecedented turmoil surrounding the unusual year-long talks. The drama included the school superintendent's firing, the entire board resigning, and historic elections that tested the union's power. John Scott reporting.
A federal judge in Vermont who's considering whether he has jurisdiction over the case of a Turkish Tufts University student detained by immigration officials has raised the idea of having her brought back to his court for a hearing. The case concerns Rumeysa Ozturk. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.